This is the Airplane Geeks Podcast. Our aim is to educate and inform you, explore and expand your passion for aviation, and to entertain you a little along the way. I'm Max Flight, and this is a special episode. Normally, you'd hear co-hosts and I look at recent aviation news and typically talk with an industry guest. However, in this solo episode, we'll focus on the United States Air Force F-35 Lightning II demonstration team. The team flew both days at the Sun and Fun Holiday Flying Festival and Car Show, held December 4th and 5th, 2020, in Lakeland, Florida. That event included Central Florida Classic stall qualifying and finals, a nighttime balloon glow, a car show, and an air show that included the F-35, the F-16, some P-51 Mustangs, and the U.S. Army Special Operations Command Black Daggers. I joined a team of volunteers who recorded interviews on Facebook Live throughout the event. It was really good to see some familiar faces, even though they were generally masked, and that included, among others, Carl Valeri and Nikki. Longtime listeners will recall the series of segments Nikki recorded for you as she progressed through the process of getting her pilot's license. Well, I can report that Nikki looks great, and she's still working diligently toward her CFI. Well, in my roamings around the event, I found the F-35 demo team public relations officer, and he agreed to give us access to the restricted area where the F-35, the F-16, and the Mustangs were hangared after their performance. We'd have the opportunity to interview the F-35 pilot, Kristen Bayo Wolf. So, in this episode, we bring you two things. First, my conversation with Bayo, and second, a recording of her F-35 performance. But before we start, some things to note. First, we'll put a link in the show notes to the interview video on Facebook Live, but the audio is a little sketchy. Most noticeably, the first 3 minutes of the video are inaudible due to a slight technical problem. Okay, a big technical problem. I won't mention who forgot to plug in the cable, but you'd recognize the name as a guest from a couple of past episodes of this podcast. But that's okay. We'll invite him back again someday, if for no other reason than to publicly shame him. Well, not really. The other issue is that I had a mask on. Good for protection, bad for sound. The result is pretty muffled. So, when we get to the interview in just a minute, I'll summarize the conversation from those lost 3 minutes, and I've re-recorded my side of the conversation for clarity. As for the recording of Bayo's F-35 performance, you probably realize that fighter jets are loud, really loud, especially when they are close and the Pratt & Whitney F-135 engine is exhausting in your direction with the afterburner lit, or the augmenter if you prefer. Consequently, the recording volume varies from pretty quiet to ear-piercing if you turn it up, just like in the show. I'll moderate the volume a bit, just don't turn it up during the quiet parts, trying to hear the crowd noise, because the F-35 will blast your eardrums when it makes a pass. Now, here's the fun part. The original recording is a high-resolution binaural recording. That means it will sound kind of okay with earbuds, and better with a good speaker system, especially near-field monitors. But for the best sound, find yourself some high-quality headphones. With good headphones, you'll get the spatial perception of the F-35 flight and a visceral feeling, almost like being there. Seriously, it'll make a big difference. That's also why this episode is in stereo and at higher resolution. Normally, we publish episodes in mono. All right, enough of that. First, my interview with the F-35 demo team pilot. I'd like to start by thanking the F-35 demo team for granting us access to pilot Kristen Bayo Wolf after her first performance of the weekend. And thanks also to Bayo. She'd no doubt had a long day. She had interviews to do before us and after, and she had a performance to do the next day. As I mentioned, we'll put a link to the Facebook Live video in the show notes, and if you watch, you'll get to see Bayo and also a close-up view of the second F-35 being towed into the hangar. All right, I started the interview by mentioning that there are three F-35 variants, the A, the B, and the C model. The U.S. Air Force flies the F-35A, that's what Bayo flew in the performance. The F-35B is the STOVL model for the U.S. Marine Corps. That's short takeoff and vertical landing, STOVL. It's not a true VTOL or vertical takeoff and land. The jet needs a little forward movement to take off, although it can land vertically. And while the Pratt & Whitney F-135 engine powers all three models, the B model incorporates the lift system from Rolls-Royce. And then finally, the F-35C is the carrier version and incorporates design changes for that role, including some strengthening to allow carrier landings. Also in the first part of the interview, Bayo talked about preparations before a performance, such as the daily air boss briefing and the importance of good hydration. I commented that, for the spectator, everything looked perfect, but how consistent are the performances? Did she tend to critique her performance afterwards? Bayo explained that each performance is different. The weather is different, the crowd lines are different, and as the event progresses, the performances change a little.
Our show is kind of normally a rehearsal day just to get all that nailed down. Obviously, today we're performing in front of the crowd the very first day. The second day typically feels in tune, like a better performance, and by the third day, you're kind of just nailing it, used to what you're supposed to be doing. But I would say every single time we go back and debrief with the safety observer as well, and ask him, like, hey, how did this one look? Should I move this one left or right? Stuff like that. We're kind of nitpicky and critique ourselves just to make the best show possible. But it's never a perfect ball game pitch, and there's never, a perfect air show fun.
There are actually two performances created, a high show and a low show.
Absolutely. So our high show goes all up to 6,000 AGL. So if we don't have the weather to do that, then we're going all the way down to 1,500 AGL potentially with an overcast deck. So we practice what we call a flat show or a low show. So we'll just take out some of the over-the-top maneuvers, the loops, the pedal turn, et cetera. But other than that, the show's pretty much the same. The flat show is just a little bit louder, a little bit shorter. We're just staying flat right in front of the crowd.
I like air show weekends where one day has low cloud cover and the other day is clear. That way you get to see two shows.
Yeah, we always rather fly the high show because the low show is pretty much identical except you take out all the cool maneuvers. So I always rather show off the high show because it shows off the best aspects of the jet, the high maneuverability, all the crowd pleaser kind of things. So we love for the weather to be great like it was today.
I wondered if some maneuvers are more difficult than others.
I wouldn't say any of them are actually, challenging to fly. It's just challenging to make it perfect for the crowd, like I said, like to center everything right where you want to do it, to nail the crowd lines, close or far from the crowd. So none of them are particularly difficult. I'd say some of the loops are a little more difficult as far as, nailing the square loop, making it actually look like a square. That's probably the challenging ones.
At this point, we had to move a little because the second F-35 was being towed to the hangar. As I mentioned, you get a good close-up view of that aircraft in the video. But Bayo explains why there are always two aircraft at every performance.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons we bring two. One, because my safety pilot or spare pilot flies in the second one. So he's on the ground on the radio with me making all the safety calls, making sure my altitudes and airspeeds are met so I'm safe during the routine, calling out birds, weather, winds, all that kind of stuff. So he flies in the other jet. And then also it is for a spare jet. Just in case something happens, we try to alternate, which jets we fly during the weekend. Each jet performs exactly the same. But just in case something goes wrong, we want to be able to provide the air show for the crowd.
The performance included two P-51 Mustangs in the F-16. It's always fun to ask pilots about rivalries. The answer is usually no, but sometimes sorta.
No, not at all. We all understand we are each optimized for a different mission. They fly totally different missions. Sometimes we all complement each other and we're all there to get the job done. So even in tactical training, not even like, during an air show, but we fly with each other, provide escort for them or support in some other way. So we're all friends here. There might be a little bit of rivalry if we're going to go dogfighting or fight BFM.
Before the interview, as we waited for Bayo, there was a lengthy period of activity before the F-35 was pulled into the hangar. We saw lots of control surface movements, and we were curious to hear what was going on during that time. What's the process after a performance?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. I mean, obviously the maintainers will taxi me in. We open the weapons bays just so they can do their inspections easier. But the flight controls move it around. It's basically just a vehicle systems bit. Just make sure that everything is running, you know, opens the fuel, all the valves, moves all the flight controls, make sure everything's functioning before we shut the aircraft down. And I do the exact same thing before I fly as well. It's just the aircraft checking itself.
I recalled that last year, 2019, was the first year the F-35 demo team flew and wondered how the team came together.
Yeah, so last year was the first time they got cleared to do an aerobatic routine. They were doing heritage flight with the Warbirds for years prior. Last year was with the Luke team. We just moved the team up to Hill Air Force Base this year in Utah. Everybody on my team is brand new. We just pulled them from different jobs at Utah. It's all our first year being on the road, being on the team. But second year that we're doing the aerobatic routine.
Clearly a lot of preparation goes into forming the team and creating the performance. Plus, Bayo certainly didn't just step into the cockpit and start flying the aerobatic routine. There had to be a lot of preparation.
Last year's team spent a lot of work, you know, months on end coming up with their routine since they came up with it from scratch, working with Lockheed Martin and the engineers to come up with the best routine for the crowd, but also to make it safe for the pilot and the airplane. As far as me, I started in October just kind of shadowing the previous year's team. So I'd go and watch them at air shows, see how they did stuff, learn from them. And then we started the actual flying upgrade in November and December of last year. It's about 17 to 20 rides, both in the simulator and the airplane, just to try to make sure you've got the routine down. And we start at higher altitudes and slowly move it down lower and lower, close to the ground, to make sure you're safe throughout. And then after that, you're kind of cleared off. Once the commander of ACC signs you off, you're good to go and fly it. But we try to keep currency once to twice a week of a practice to make sure we stay top-notch, ready for shows.
I believe that a female F-35 pilot representing the United States Air Force in a jet demonstration team is a role model. But does Bayo feel like a role model?
I'd probably say the times that it impacts the most is when you see those little kids say, you know, I didn't know a female could fly an airplane. But we're here to not even just highlight the women aspect, just highlight fighter pilots and aviation and, you know, Air Force in general. So it's always inspiring to hear anybody say, you know, that's awesome. I want to fly that airplane, or I want to go to the Air Force or do whatever. So that's the whole reason we're out here.
That's the type of response I typically get from women aviators. They tend to represent their gender through their skills and abilities, and less so through gender-specific statements. And I kind of like that. I also like to find out what advice accomplished pilots offer to youngsters who watch their performance and say, I want to do that.
I think there's a lot of avenues out there to get your feet wet in aviation, whether it's Silver Air Patrol. A lot of people around the Sun and Fun area are, you know, involved in the aerospace academies and all that kind of stuff. But get your feet wet in some way, get airborne for at least a couple hours, see if you enjoy it. We're here to, you know, open up awareness for, you know, even parents to inspire the little kids and get them out there and just get them in a Cessna and take them for a couple hours. So that's what I would advise, you know, get involved any way you can.
I'd like to again thank Bayo and the United States Air Force F-35 demonstration team for their time with us and also for a great performance. We'll have the demo team homepage link in the show notes. The 2021 schedule is already posted, and I see 22 performances in the United States and Canada. Be sure to check it out. Now it's time for the recording of Bayo's performance. The following clip runs about 10 minutes, and again, the volume swings from pretty quiet to nice and loud. Good headphones are recommended for the full binaural effect. On the other hand, if you've got a good home stereo system, big speakers, you can crank it up and freak out the cat or the neighbors. All right, here we go. Thank you for listening to this special edition of the Airplane Geeks podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. The week-long annual Sun and Fun Aerospace Expo is expected to return in 2021. That's April 13th through 18th. You can learn more about that at flysnf.org. That's Fly SNF for Sun and Fun. Also, I've heard that the Holiday Flying Festival and Car Show will return in 2021 and become another great annual event. Check the same website for the latest information. Thanks to Bayo and the F-35 demonstration team. Thanks also to the Sun and Fun volunteers who put so much time into the festival, and especially those who worked hard to produce the Facebook Live interviews. As always, find us at airplanegeeks.com. The permanent link to the show notes for this episode is airplanegeeks.com/634. And as always, reach us via email at thegeeks@airplanegeeks.com. And please join us again next week as we talk aviation on the Airplane Geeks podcast. Bye, everybody.